Hey there. Welcome back to another episode of Social Media Manager Confidential. I hope you are having an amazing week. Today, I got to sit down and talk with Gina Knox, who is a financial coach for entrepreneurs with variable income. She teaches entrepreneurs how to build their business savings to 1K, 10K, then 100K in her 12-month program, Six Figure Saver. Then she helps her clients create a seven-figure wealth portfolio with her mastermind, Seven Figure Wealth. Over her career as a coach, Gina has helped her clients save over $6 million in less than 3 years. Gina is a Mexican mom, an art school grad, a designer, a hobby potter, a world traveler, and a money nerd. In this episode, we talk about how you cannot scale your business with bad thoughts around money, whether you're making 10K months or more, or you're just getting started with 2 to 3K months, what the next step for you is in order to be able to grow and scale your business correctly. I'm so excited. She gives so many notes. You're definitely going to want to take notes on this one. So let's dive in. Social media management is notorious for being high pressure, competitive, and changing literally every day, which is why it isn't surprising that most social media managers get burned out within the first 2 years. So how do you keep going? How do you stay up with the latest updates, protect your mental health, and build a successful social media management business that supports your lifestyle goals? Whether that's working from home with your kiddos or jet-setting around the world, that's what this show is all about. Welcome to Social Media Manager Confidential. I'm Shantae Gorman, founder of a six-figure social media management agency and mentor to social media managers. And I'm here to dish on the ins and outs of the social media management world without any of the gatekeeping that can come along with it. You'll learn, you'll laugh, and you'll leave each episode inspired. Let's dive into today's episode. Everyone, I'm here with Gina Knox, and I am so excited to have her here. She is known as Money's Mom, and I cannot wait to just dive into all things money. I know you guys love talking about money. I love talking about money, so this is going to be a great episode. Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hi, Shantae. How are you? So good to see you again.
Good. Yes, I'm excited to have you here. So let's just jump right in. So your clients call you Money's Mom. Can you tell us what that means?
It's a little nickname that started in 2020, so years ago, with some of my first clients, where I have a Mexican mom and an American dad. And the Mexican mom side of me is very much like, Mexicans don't play around. They tell you exactly what they mean. They call it out very like direct, but also very compassionate and overly loving. And so I think that I kind of got that name because I was very direct with my clients about their money and about what they needed to do, what they shouldn't do, what they should do, and also at the same time, very loving and compassionate. So many of my clients, just a lot of emotions come up when we talk about money. So I think Money's Mom came about from like being kind of that tough love kind of mom about your money.
I love that. And I feel like that's something that not a lot of people realize is how much emotion is tied to money and making money. So I'm excited because I know you're going to have a lot of good tips for us when it comes to that. But first, can you tell us a little more? How did you get started as a money coach?
Yeah. So I was actually a design researcher. I went to art school for design, and then I started working in tech as a design researcher, which basically means like I interview people and understand what their problem is so we can design the right tech solution for them. And I was a design researcher at QuickBooks, which a lot of you guys may be familiar with, small business accounting. So for 5 years, my entire job was to just talk to small business owners, accountants, CFOs about their bookkeeping, about their business finances. And I always say, like, good luck interviewing small business owners for a living and not getting inspired, right? Like, small business owners are so inspiring. So I very much was inspired by them, and I had this big breadth of knowledge about business finance. I had my own personal finance journey and interest. I always loved talking about money in general. And one of my friends was like, you should just try financial coaching. I didn't even know what the coaching industry was. And he was like, I'll be your first client. And I'm like, oh my God, great. So we like did our little budget dates, and it kind of just started growing from there. And then eventually I niched down into working just with entrepreneurs because I was like, I have all of this knowledge from working at QuickBooks for 5 years, and it really nicely matches. It's very interesting talking about money with variable income and all the challenges that entrepreneurship brings up. So that's kind of how it started.
I love that. Okay. So let's get into like the good stuff now. I know one of the things that you talk about a lot is you can't scale your business with bad thoughts around money. So let's dive in. Tell me all the things.
Oh my God. Well, yes, I truly believe like it's one of these sneaky things that pops up that people aren't expecting. When we're scaling our businesses, I think we have thoughts about like, okay, it means I need to take on this many more clients. I need to get that many more clients, lead gen, marketing. I need to, you know, have a good product, and I need to deliver to my clients what I promise. Like, we have all these thoughts about what it's going to take to scale, but it's always the sneaky money stuff that comes up and you're not expecting it. So a lot of people get caught off guard by it. And I'll try and summarize, and then we can dive deeper into whatever poll you want. But generally speaking, the reason why you can't scale with bad thoughts about money is because as you scale, the money gets higher and higher stakes. As an entrepreneur, as entrepreneurs in general, we all have inconsistent income. We're going to have different amounts of money coming into our bank accounts every single month. And the thing people don't realize is that as you scale, the inconsistency actually gets worse. You'll have higher highs, but lower lows. And now imagine that you have higher highs and lower lows, but also your baseline expenses are also just higher. So there's going to be more months where you're more in the negative, and nothing has actually gone wrong. That's normal. But it's so easy to be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Right? Last year, I had 2 negative 5-figure months, meaning $10,000 left my bank account more than came in. And if I allowed myself to freak out over that, I would have never hit my goal. I would have spun out for months and months and months on that one fact instead of just moving on. So I think that there's a lot there. There's a lot of thoughts and fears around debt, but just like baseline, the stakes get higher, the waves, the highs are higher, the lows are lower, and the expenses are higher. And all of that is like a pressure cooker. If you haven't worked on your money mindset, you will retract. You will go back to the safety of a 6-figure business, and you'll do it subconsciously because you don't know how to handle the pressure of the money. So we have to work on that in order to grow our businesses to new heights.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And like, I don't think people realize as they're building a team, like a social media manager, for example, as you're hiring on more people, that's where your expenses are coming in, your automations, your software, your VAs, like all of that adds up, and you have to pay them regardless of if you have clients coming in or not. Like, they're relying on you and there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I mean, payroll is the number one expense for small businesses across America. Up to social media managers, every business, this is a common problem. Payroll is the number one expense, and it's fixed. It's like this generally the same every month. So it's like, okay, I'm going to hire on this new person, and then my fixed expenses are going to just jump up by $2,000 or $3,000 a month or whatever you pay them. But the income is still going to be inconsistent. I always tell my clients, you just have to have a funding plan. Expect that there's going to be low cash months, expect that there's going to be negative cash months, and have a funding plan in place. Just say, okay, first I will run through my business savings. Then I will use a line of credit. Then I'll use my business credit card. Just have a funding plan and an order of operations, and know that in the next high cash month, you're going to replenish it. But you have to keep going. You have to move through it. You can't skip it.
Yeah. And I think that's something that at least a lot of social media managers, probably all online business owners, honestly, go through, is especially in the slow months, which are like winter, like which is kind of like where we are right now. A lot of clients are shifting gears or changing what they want to do for marketing. And so a lot of people are like scrambling for clients right now, like really trying to bring in that more income. So how can we kind of prepare ourselves for that inconsistent income?
Okay. So baseline, just know it happens to everyone. It's normal and expect it to happen to you. I just coached someone yesterday actually on this where she actually had a death in the family and had 2 months where she was kind of just focused on her family. And so her income dipped. And now she's kind of getting back into it. And she had all these thoughts about like, I did something wrong. I did something wrong. And now like my income is low. And she was like on the verge of spinning out. And I was like, you did nothing wrong. It's normal for our lives to intersect with our businesses. It's normal for our income to dip during slow seasons, right? And I think that's the first thing you just have to get on board with is this is not a personal failing. This is expected in business. And when you do that, I want you to like feel your shoulders relax. I want you to feel like everybody goes through this. I didn't do anything wrong. And in a way, there's nothing you could have done to avoid this, right? So that's number one. Then number two, dear God, look at your numbers. It gets worse when we're like, we feel it, right? We feel the clients pull back and then we're like, oh, and then we start avoiding our numbers. That's going to make it all 10 times worse. I have my clients create monthly plans before the month happens. So what we do is we sit down and we just go through like line by line, what am I spending money on in the next 30 days? What am I expecting to come in? Like what payments or what clients do I already have kind of guaranteed on the books? And then look at the delta. Is my current payments going to cover my expenses? If no, what's the gap? And then like, what do I need to do to fill that gap? Either I need to get more clients or can I use my business savings to cover that difference in the meantime, right? Like looking at your numbers, as scary as it might be at the beginning, is just going to give you the data that you need to make a decision. Because also sometimes we overblow it. We're like, oh my God, it's going to be the worst thing ever. We're really scared. We start avoiding. And it's like, oh, you only need to make up $2,000. It's going to be fine. Like you just need one client or you just need one thing, or you're just going to like use your business savings or use a credit card, right? Coming back to your thoughts about money are going to stop you from scaling. That's the second thing.
Hi there, this is Ed Shante popping in to let you know about the Sugar Punch template shop. Inside the shop are done-for-you templates that I created specifically for social media managers and digital marketers so that you can seamlessly plug and play and have a professional business without losing any more sleep. We all know we need more of that. From a pricing calculator to an onboarding welcome packet to an all-in-one social media calendar, as in you can create, revise, and have clients approve it all through Canva. Love how simple it is. Plus a case study template with 100 proven copy ideas to impress your clients and a social media marketing proposal template. I've got you covered. Shop the affordable templates or get the discounted bundle, you do you, at my website. I'll link it in the show notes for you. Now back to today's episode.
The third thing is your funding plan. And then in order to actually enact your funding plan, you need to clean up your thoughts about your money. You need to say, it's normal for me to spend my business savings. Business savings are there to be spent. You need to tell yourself, it's normal for businesses to use debt. Almost every business I've ever spoken to uses debt at some point or the other. That's normal. You need to tell yourself, interest, like credit card interest or interest on a loan, is just the cost of doing business. It's not a personal failing. So you also need to clean up your thoughts about what it would take to use your funding plan, because that's what stops people from wanting to use their funding plan. Then they turn around and they put pressure on their sales because they're like, I don't want to use my credit card, so I need to get another sale. And then they get graspy and weird. Versus we could just use the credit card and be calm in our marketing and maybe we'll make another client anyways.
Yeah. And the way that you show up on calls with potential clients, like, it's very different if you're panicky and like, oh my God, I need this client versus everything's going to be fine. It'll be okay if I don't book this client, if it's not a good fit. It makes a difference in the way that you show up.
If you're on a sales call with a potential client and you're like thinking, oh my God, I need this client, you're going to not really listen to what they say. You're not going to hear what they actually need. You're going to like get weird and try to just like oversell. Versus when you're telling yourself, I'm good either way, you're going to listen to what they actually need and you're going to hear them and then you're going to be able to sell to what they need and it's going to be a better experience and you're more likely to close the call. Versus when you're just weird and graspy, you're more likely to repel them away because you're not actually listening to them.
Exactly. Or you're ignoring red flags that they should not be a client.
Or that. And then you're going to take on a client that's going to cost you way more than they ever pay you.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
We all know too. I've been on sales calls where I'm like, I know. You know.
It's uncomfortable for everyone involved, I think. And that's not how we want to feel. And that's not how we want our potential clients to feel. So, okay. So some of the people listening to this podcast are like brand new starting their business, brand new social media managers. They don't have business savings built up yet. They're maybe making 2 to 3K a month. Is there any advice you would give them?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So much. Number one, because I remember when I was making that. And I remember thinking like 5K months, 10K months, that's fucking impossible. I'm like, I don't believe that that can actually even happen for me. Like, I remember feeling so far away from that. But I remember feeling uncomfortable with, I don't even know how I'm going to get there. And what I did, which was really interesting looking back, is I actually started spending money to solve my business's problems before I had the problem. Because I was so uncomfortable with the fact that I didn't really know how to sell. I didn't really know how to get clients. I didn't really know how to sell organically. I joined a $10,000 mastermind for ads and funnels before I even knew how to sell organically, because I was trying to skip a lesson and like jump ahead because I was so uncomfortable with the fact that I like had no idea how I was going to get to 10K months. And what I ended up doing was wasting a ton of money and a ton of time on ads and funnels when I really just needed to focus on organic marketing. All this is to say, it's easy when you're in the beginning stages to think, I just need to throw money at my problems. And I just need to focus on what 100K me would do. You need to focus on what 4K you would do, what 5K you would do. You need to focus on your current problems and don't do what I did. Don't waste your money solving future problems. That's number one. Number two, this is very tactical. Please, dear God, separate your business finances from your personal finances.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. And if you're not an incorporated LLC, if you're not like a fancy business yet, cool. I don't even care. Open a separate checking account, a separate personal checking. Keep your business and your personal separate, because you don't actually know the health of your business if it's not separated out. And either way, at tax time, it's going to be a pain in the butt if you've commingled your expenses all year long. So just open a separate checking account for your business and use, again, if you're not in totally incorporated business yet, totally cool. Use a debit card with that account or use a personal credit card that is only going to be used for business expenses. Don't commingle things. It's going to make it really hard for you. And then I will say number three, this is my last piece of advice at the 2K level. When I was at the 2K level, I'm kind of funny. Like I told my business coach when I first hired her, I had only made 30K that year. And I was like, I have a 7-figure mindset and a 5-figure business. I was trying to jump to 7 figures. I had no business, but that was kind of where I was at. And she said, okay, but you need to learn how to sell the next client. Like, you're focused on a million. How about you sell the next client? And what she told me and the thought that I'll offer you that was so helpful for me was, there's at least 3 people in my current audience ready to buy from me today. And every day for 6 months, I sat down with my notepad and I wrote my to-do list. And I would say, what would I do today if I believed 3 people were ready to pay me right now? And then I wrote my to-do list from that belief and I started getting clients.
I love that.
It's so good. It's such a life hack. I still do this today, just at a different level, right? Like, what would I do if I believed I could hit my launch goal? These are the things I would do. It's such a good little brain hack. But yeah, focus on 4K months. If you're at 2K months, don't focus on 10K months. You need to get to 4K months to get to 10K months, even though it feels painfully slow.
You'll get there.
We'll get there.
Just focus on, you know, the very next step, the very next thing you need to do.
Right. I always say, what's the best next step?
Love that. That's perfect. Okay. This is going to be so good. Everybody's going to love this. Okay. So if someone wanted to come to you for help, What type of support do you offer?
Okay. I have two programs that I'm obsessed with, totally obsessed with. My first program is Six Figure Saver. It's a 12-month group program for entrepreneurs with variable income, and we focus on saving $100,000 in 12 months. It's all about the business side of your finances. So we cover everything from setting up your bank accounts. We have a cash flow management system that teaches you how to save without a budget. We talk about owner's pay. We talk about your monthly plans, like we talked about earlier. We have a whole process for creating monthly plans, for getting coached on what's blocking you from earning the next income level. So we also talk about money-making mindset. So it's all in service of your business finances. My mastermind is called Seven Figure Wealth. It's a 6-month mastermind for entrepreneurs who want to leverage their business to build wealth outside of their business. So in that program, it's really more focused on personal finance. We talk about building out your stock market portfolio. We talk about buying real estate if that's a goal for you. We talk about leveraging debt and learning about debt and interest and how to leverage it to build wealth. I always like to say debt is the number one wealth building tool in America. It's just that most people don't know how to use it. So we really focus on your personal finance side. So those are my two offers. I'm, like I said, thoroughly obsessed with them. Six Figure Saver is my baby. I started it in 2020, so it's been around the longest. And oh, I can tell you right now, this is fun. In 3 years, we've helped our clients save $6,684,928.61.
That is amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
I love that you just had the numbers just now.
I always have the numbers. And that's not even a lot of people. That's like 127 people. It's not like thousands and thousands of people. Both offers, it's not like you have to do one then the other. It's more, what do you need to focus on next? Do you need to focus on your personal wealth next, or do you need to focus on your business finances next? And a lot of people actually do both at the same time, which I love, because your business feeds your personal feeds your business. It all kind of is a continuum.
They're interconnected.
Yes.
So where can people find you if they want to connect with you?
I would say the hub of it all is my website, www.ginanox.co, not com.co. And from there, you can find my Instagram at Gina Knox. You can join my email list. You could see about my programs, but that's like the hub of it all.
Perfect. And I'll link everything in the show notes so they can easily just click over, go find you, connect with you, say hi. Thank you so much for coming on here, Gina. This was so great. Always love talking to you.
So fun. Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Okay, definitely go check out Gina. Click on the links in her description below. I was a student in her 7-Figure Wealth Mastermind, and I learned so much. Definitely recommend working with her. And like she said, she does give it to you straight. She'll tell you exactly what you need to do, but she's always very kind, always very loving. And that is definitely something that I found works really well for me. And I feel like I have kind of a similar approach when it comes to coaching my own social media management mentees. So that should be a good crossover for you. Hope you found this episode helpful. If you have any friends who are social media managers or marketers, share the link to this episode with them and help them out. And if you're not already following this podcast, make sure you hit the follow button or the plus button in Apple Podcasts so you can get brand new episodes delivered straight to your podcast app every Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Learn more about my digital template shop, online courses, and mentorship program by going to my website at sugarpunchmarketing.com. And while you're there, make sure you join my safe, supportive community created exclusively for social media managers. It's 100% free to join and packed with really amazing resources, trainings, and people. See you next time.